This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A union movement is growing among Denver social workers. Denverite's Rebecca Tauber reports on a new organizing push at Colorado Coalition for the Homeless.
Employees at the homeless nonprofit say the biggest issues are low pay and high staff turnover, which affects care for clients. Caseworker Zoe Palmer said many staff members qualify for the same benefits as the people they serve.
A lot of our lower paid staff are competing with our clients like for the same resources because they don't make enough money to survive in Denver.
Organizers plan to spend the next few weeks growing support for a union before going to a vote. I'm Rebecca Tauber, Denverite.
Boulder County and the City of Superior are suing Jefferson County over air and noise pollution coming from a Jefferson County airport. CPR's Power Jalsita has more.
Rocky Mountain Metropolitan Airport is one of Colorado's busiest airports. It had a takeoff or landing every 3 minutes on average in 2022. The lawsuit alleges some flights at the airport exposed nearby residents to unreasonable amounts of noise pollution and lead particulates. Superior and Boulder said the municipality's informal methods to work with Jefferson County to address complaints ultimately failed. The lawsuit seeks an end to the touch-and-go operations at the airport, but does not seek monetary compensation nor the closure of the airport. I'm Paolo Shalsada, CPR News.
Reports to the anonymous student reporting system Safe to Tell hit a record high last month, up 35% in February over the month before. The program received more than 3,200 reports, most of them related to young people threatening to hurt themselves, as well as bullying and complaints about schools. Rain this morning around Denver and along the Front Range could turn to snow late today. For now, the National Weather Service says areas along I-25 could see as much as 16 inches of snow before the storm clears out Friday morning. The mountains and Grand Junction, too, have snow tonight and tomorrow. Around Denver, it's highs today in the 50s, then turning colder Thursday, with metro highs only in the 30s tomorrow. This is CPR News.